We rejoice in the fact that in Christ and because of Jesus, we belong to you, that we can say in Jesus that we are the children of God. Thank you for the ways that you have lavished your love upon us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the way that you have lavished your love upon us in Christ. Thank you, Father, that it wasn't us getting our act together, but it was you sending Jesus to be the one who stands for us as our righteousness, as our holiness, as the one who redeems us, buys us back from the power of sin and the power of the devil and the power of death. Thank you. Thank you for making us yours, for doing that amazing work. And so, Jesus, we come this morning, Lord, to praise you, to exalt you, to lift you high, to declare your greatness, to declare your goodness, and to celebrate you. And I pray, Father, that you would inhabit our praises as we bring these praises of thanksgiving and celebration to you, that you would receive them as a fragrant offering, as a worthy offering of worship to you, for you are worthy. We love you, Father. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. So you can stay seated for just a second. This morning in my time with God, I just felt like he was really painting a picture for the direction that he's trying to lead us in worship this morning. So I just would like to share that before we get into it. One of the things he was clearly speaking was that he's drawing us near to him, and for us to draw near to him. And so I'm just going to read my notes here so that I get everything he was saying, but just picture a king, okay, whose throne you would never dare to approach. I mean, we just think, you know, of you wouldn't walk into, like, you know, a king and just walk up as you are right now. You'd be kind of scared to do that, and there would probably be some pretty big consequences. So picture this king who you wouldn't dare to approach his throne. Now picture yourself as a child who was previously wandering the streets alone without a home. And now the king has adopted you, this child who was wandering and alone, as his own. He now calls you his child, and how differently that changes the way that you may now approach him. And this isn't just any king, okay? He's the most loving king that your heart could imagine, times 10,000. So loving that you could approach his throne, and this was the picture I had, a little child, you know, and they fall and, like, scrape their knee and get hurt, and they come running, you know, to their parents, their mom or their father. This king is so loving that as he's sitting on his throne, you could run up to him, this child, with your scraped knee, and he'll embrace you with open arms and just halt everything that's going on around the throne just to show you his love. And to comfort you. And I think that comfort is a piece of what he's really wanting to bless us with this morning. And for those who may have not yet accepted Christ as their Savior, they haven't accepted the Lord. You can picture this same scene, okay? The same king that I just described, and he is offering this adoption to you. You know, you see, like, on Facebook and YouTube videos of, like, parents who are, like, asking, you know, the child for the first time, like, I want to adopt you, and they're sharing that. Like, this is the heart of this king. You, this child who is wandering and alone, he is inviting you in to offer the same comfort and love and blessings to you. And I just believe that this is what the Lord has for us today. So we can approach him in this way as his loving arms are open wide for us. So now, if you would rise and join me in worship, and I hope that just prepares your heart for this time. And as always, feel free to worship as you're led, but I really want to emphasize just opening up the altar to us today. Just bring whatever you have to the Lord, to this loving King, our loving Father, who loves us so dearly.
Thank you.
is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Joy from the ashes, a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood. Treasure you found. just want us to stay in this moment here. And for Eli in the back, I'm going to switch up the songs a little bit, okay? I'm going to jump ahead. I just really want to encourage us to lean into him this morning. He has so much to offer us. I mean, picture that loving King who just wants to bless you, comfort you, and be with you, to wrap his arms around you. But what's so amazing about our God is also that he doesn't force us to come to him. He invites us, but he also waits for us. So this encouragement now is for anyone who's on the fence, you know, is feeling a push to come to the Lord, to his open arms.
And just as we would do that, just feel this, like the feeling of shame that will keep us from wanting to come to the altar, that has us looking down and within and saying, I couldn't come because I'm not worthy. He says you're worthy to come. And also that spirit of shame can also cause us to be like, what will others think if I go? And so if that lands on you in any way, know that that's the Lord's heart for you, and he welcomes you. He welcomes you to come to him.
Sing of the goodness.
running after, it's running now. will sing, no other name, Jesus, Jesus. My heart will sing, no other name, Jesus, Jesus. My heart will sing, no other name, Jesus.
Jesus, my heart will sing.